Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be diving into the K-Dub Truth scandal, where Chris K-Dub Williams was exposed by his elders for committing adultery, seeking an unbiblical divorce, and abandoning his wife and adopted son. This is a very devastating scandal, and Chris K-Dub had about 90,000 subs on YouTube, not anymore, as people are probably unsubscribing because of his rampant hypocrisy. So this is a very bad story, but he is someone that I don't think was a good guy in the first place, but I don't want to celebrate the fall and the failure of someone that I saw as adversarial, and he was a bit of a locale, but I don't want to celebrate his sin. This guy sinned, a family is destroyed. It is good that God has exposed this and brought this out to light. And it is good that his ministry is done for, but it is not good that there was sin committed, and it is not good that a family was and is being destroyed in the process of his sin. So I want to make two things very clear, that even though I don't like K-Dub, and he's pretty much a token guy operating in the reform world, this is still a family that's being destroyed here. So I want to dive into this, but first I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at Evangelical Dark Web's patron-like system. We have a lot of articles, a lot of topics that we cover, more articles than videos, so subscribe to the channel, to the newsletter, if you are new, and the podcast as well. I also have a book, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare, available in the description below. So let's dive into this article that I wrote, covers the statement by the elders. And K-Dub True, again, a YouTuber with around 90,000 subs. And having branched out in and out of Christian hip-hop, church cultural commentary, and sermon reviews, he had a thriving YouTube channel. I'm someone that pays attention to YouTube metrics. Not that I, like, make it a god or anything like that, but I can tell if this channel is successful or not, if this channel is struggling and stuff like that. His channel is actually pretty successful, despite the fact that on X, the dude is a lolcow. Like, he's a pretty nasty individual on X, slandering a lot of, you know, people that I'm friends with on X and stuff like that. So again, not a fan of K-Dub, and he basically became a prominent opponent of Christian nationalism in favor of liberal ideas, especially regarding race. So we got a Friday news dump last week where his elders put out the statement and announced the excommunication, effectively, of Chris Williams, whose legal name is actually spelled like normal, like Christopher. Things that I found out on my research. But anyway, May 22nd, 2025, we got a statement. We as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ and members of his church are called to live in a manner worthy of our calling, speaking truth in love as members of one another. In light of this, and in sober transparency and humble accountability, we, the officers of Heritage Grace Community Church, share the following statement of church discipline regarding one of our members, Chris Williams, a.k.a. Chris K-Dub of All Things Theology. In the past few months, the elders of HGCC were made aware of Chris has been actively engaging in an online adulterous relationship with another woman. While there has not been any physical contact, his wife has provided undeniable evidence from his online Discord chats and phone calls that confirm this relationship. Let's break that down right here. So the dude is cheating on his wife, and he's doing it via a Discord chat. I don't know if this is someone else's Discord or whether this is his Discord. I gotta say, though, if this is his Discord, he's essentially, you know, falling for one of his own groupies. Like, he's going after a groupie, and this is a recipe for failure because He destroyed his entire ministry. If this is a groupie of his, he destroyed an entire ministry of his for someone who is a fan of his ministry. And now that there's no ministry, this relationship is doomed, which is worth bringing up when we're about to go into the next section. Chris was confronted by both the elders and his wife to confirm this activity, which he did. He was called to repentance and to end his online relationship immediately. He confessed his sin, committed to end this relationship, and provided evidence that he did, that he had blocked the incoming phone numbers from this woman in an act of repentance. The elders and another brother of HGCC were proactively keeping Chris accountable to his confession and repentance. However, in a short time, he was contacted again by this woman, and soon after, the online chats and phone calls resumed. So he was caught, he confessed, he said he repented, but he went right back into it. Since being confronted again, Chris refuses to repent and has instead left his family and is pursuing divorce from his wife. Chris has been placed under church discipline, according to Matthew 18, for continuing to pursue an online, long-distance, adulterous relationship with another woman while married. Now, that part's confusing. I'll get to that in a second, but I'll finish the second. And habitually living a double life. So, while married, I guess, is a modifier of Chris in the sentence, which is a little bit redundant when you already said adulterous relationship. But you can be single and have an adulterous relationship by sleeping with someone's wife. Now, I just wonder, is that implying that she, this other woman's, also married? I don't know, but that part was a little confusing to me. Just wanted to bring that up. We don't know. In fact, we know very little about this woman, except that she was a Discord fling of his, and they had some phone calls. The church has been exhorted to pursue him with the purpose of calling Chris to repentance and reconciliation with Christ and his family. HGCC is making this a public notice because Chris's online ministry, All Things Theology, has been associated with HGCC. Since he is no longer in good standing as a member of HGCC, we can no longer approve or promote his ministry in good conscience. So the church is disavowing K-Dub True. They are disavowing this channel. We will continue to call him to repent from his sin and turn in faith to Christ and receive forgiveness and be reconciled. We ask the church to join us in praying for Chris and his family. So this is a very refreshing turn of events that this church practiced church discipline. So good on them for the Matthew 18. Ironically, my church went over Matthew 18 today by pure coincidence. And that they practice full transparency. Like, G3 did not practice full transparency because they didn't release the Who Are These Anon accounts of Josh Bice. Steve Lawson's church did not practice any transparency. This church practiced transparency, and I applaud that. So, one of the things that makes me the most mad about this, obviously, there's two things that make me really mad about this story. One is the abandoned child and wife. So he celebrated his family, you know, July 4th, 2023. I'm a father, my wife is a mother, we are parents through the gift of adoption. Welcome home, baby Micah. And this was a process that he was undergoing for a while. He celebrated on social media and he just abandoned this kid. That's tragic. The other thing is the hypocrisy. This guy built himself as a father, a good father, good husband and all that other stuff. But clearly he was none of that. And I do got to wonder, I have a morbid curiosity about this. Chris K-Dub, he was someone that used his interracial marriage as a cudgel against people he disagreed with online to label them as racist. I kind of wonder, did he go after a black girl, a white girl? It doesn't really matter all that much except for the hypocrisy. Because if, you know, he left his white wife and, you know, pursued a non-interracial relationship, a little bit hypocritical on his front. Otherwise, it really doesn't matter. I digress by even going down this rabbit hole, but the hypocrisy is a huge part of this story, and it's just on my mind. And obviously, a family was destroyed in the process. So one thing I wanted to share with you guys is this clip. Again, going deeper into the hypocrisy, watch this clip on how he dealt with Steve Lawson.
You remember Steve Lawson this week. You remember him in your prayers, even right now, maybe. Pray for him. Pray that this is genuine repentance, genuine, genuine repentance that he is grieved over this, which it seems like that because he's working with these men. Give the men grace to deal with him and pray for his wife, of course, as she deals with, all that goes with it. I can't personally relate, right? And so may God just give everyone involved in this situation, but more important.
So he can't personally relate, right? Right. So he just lied through his teeth during that video there. And you hate to see that. What's also interesting is that, you dig up his past tweets. You know, he had a lot to say about adultery back in the day. He also, what's interesting is with the Tom Brady story, when it came out that his wife is cheating on him, he blamed Tom Brady for that. So I do wonder, is that a situation he can relate to? Because, again, he didn't want to take accountability for his actions and wanted to pursue his sin. So going back to the article, what's kind of interesting, fun fact, whether, the K-Dub True's Discord dalliance has cost him dearly. And what's interesting is that K-Dub True only registered his All Things Theology as an LLC in 2024, which is kind of amateurish from a business perspective as far as the business of YouTube goes. Like, you want to I made myself an LLC for this in 2021. And, there's tax benefits to doing that, and that's why you do that. So a little bit amateurish on his front, and it just turned 1 year old the day before this story broke. So, yeah. But it's not too late to repent. I do want to close with that. It's not too late for Chris to repent. Now, this is not someone, in my opinion, that was like, it's not like Steve Lawson where this caught you off guard because this guy had such a wonderful reputation. And this story is something more about someone who, again, there was already something off about him, but then there's an underlying hypocrisy that is disgusting in the way he abandoned his family. So this story's sad. Just want to end on that note that, we're not going to celebrate his demise. Simply because, at what cost did this occur? Like, a whole family? This is messed up. So that's all I wanted to say about that for now. My name is Ray, it's the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.